This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Just days away from Thanksgiving, and America isn't just at work on Mama Stamberg's famous cranberry relish. Horseradish. She puts horseradish in there. Can you imagine? Democratic members of the House Intelligence Committee are hard at work on articles of impeachment. NPR's Ron Elving joins us. Ron, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
The public hearings seem to have wrapped up. Is this a stopping point?
They could call some more witnesses if they could pry them loose from the administration. But you might say we've hit the pause button, and the House Intelligence Committee is now writing a report, and we expect that report will urge impeachment.
As you have followed and covered these hearings witness by witness, word by word, what are some of the key things you think the American people have learned these past couple of weeks?
That the case against the president is remarkably strong on the facts. The evidence shows he suspended the military aid that both parties in Congress had approved for Ukraine, and he also withheld the show of support that the Ukrainians so desperately wanted in their hot war with Russia. He withheld these things, waiting for the Ukrainian president to promise in public to investigate the man who could be Trump's opponent in 2020.
This report goes to the House Judiciary Committee, and then...
That's right. That committee will then consider the report, as that committee did in the cases of Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton in the past. Different members of the committee today, of course, but the same responsibility. And then consider articles of impeachment to forward to the full House. Now, that could include bribery or abuse of power, obstruction of Congress, obstruction of justice, and there could possibly be others as well. Then, assuming support in the House Judiciary Committee, it goes on to the full House, and sometime before, just after the year ends, the House will vote to impeach President Trump, and then the case goes to trial in the Senate.
Ron, I don't want to make this just about pondering the consequences to electoral politics. After the testimony we heard about Ukraine, what have we learned about the relationship between the President of the United States and Russia?
More question marks, really. Scott, you and I have been talking about this for nearly 3 years, wondering about this seemingly inexplicable relationship or affinity between President Trump and President Putin. Now, most Americans regard any suggestion of their president being cozy or too cozy with Russia as unthinkable. Yet so much of what President Trump has said and done in Ukraine and Syria and with the Mueller report serves the interests of Russian President Putin. And it's hard to find a plausible explanation for that.
In the middle of all this, there was a debate between Democratic candidates for president this week. Hard to get attention for it?
You have to make a distinction between the vast majority of Americans who didn't watch and that distinct slice of America that watched intently, eagerly, searching for a plausible champion. Was it Warren? Was it Sanders? Was it Biden? Or was it this new guy, Pete Buttigieg, who's making a hit in Iowa, so young, so new to most voters? Or was it one of the unsung middle-rung candidates like Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, or Kamala Harris finally breaking through? In the end, not that much happened, and the audience was probably just too small to matter that much.
This weekend, Ron, two other candidates making noise, which is to say they're giving interviews, but they haven't actually declared. Deval Patrick, of course, former governor of Massachusetts, and Michael Bloomberg, who's made a, I believe, $31 million ad buy. Now, is doing this just at exactly the right time when he can work his way into the polls, or exactly the wrong time when a billionaire might be resented for buying his way into the campaign?
Surely resented by the other candidates. Look, these are different guys with really different assets. Bloomberg has the bucks. Deval Patrick has the demographics. There are a lot of Democrats who want someone who can win in the swing states, went up against Trump and his money, so maybe Bloomberg and his money. But many others want someone to say, forthrightly, this is a new and different Democratic Party, and it wants a presidential nominee who looks more like the new America.
NPR's Ron Elving, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.